In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Farms require tending, even pastures do. In the holiday classic Holiday Inn, starring Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire, Jim Hardy, played by Crosby, thinks that leaving the rat race of showbiz and moving to the farm, he could live the easy life. He found out differently. Farming is hard work. Even pastures require tending. Growing up on a farm, we would have to go out periodically to the pasture and clean it up by cutting down the nasty shrubs that would grow there, the multiflora roses that my dad called them. They could quickly sprout up in a pasture and quickly turn it into a wilderness. We cut them down and would paint the stump with brush killer to keep the wild shrubs from sprouting forth from that stump. Vineyards, no doubt, are similar. They require surely a lot of work, fertilizing and pruning to yield good grapes. Isaiah tells us that the Lord planted a vineyard with choice vines. The prophet explains the vineyard was Israel. And yet this vineyard yielded only wild grapes. Briars and thorns had grown up in it. It had become a wilderness with bloodshed that they yielded rather than justice, and an outcry rather than righteousness. That vineyard needed some serious tending, an axe laid to the root of the unfruitful vines, and unfruitful branches needed to be pruned off and thrown into the fire. It's into this wilderness that John came with axe and pruning shears, preaching, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Christ is near. Take no stock in your fleshly lineage. Not Abraham," he told the Pharisees and Sadducees. "Not Luther," he might say to us. "Not your pious parents, whether pastors or not. For that which is born of the flesh is flesh. If you want to crow about something, crow about your rebirth by water and the Spirit. Crow about being baptized by the mightier one's baptism. A baptism not just of plain water, but a baptism by water included in God's command and combined with God's word, thus making it a baptism not just of water with repentance, but a baptism with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And then rejoice that that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit." John came preparing the way for him who is greater than John, the branch that would come forth from the stump of Jesse. He came preparing the way for the true vine. John came preparing us by preaching, "Repent," and by preaching, "Bear fruit in keeping with repentance." Chosen by this branch, abiding in him and his word, we are called to bear the fruit of love. And yes, this message is for the church, for even faithful branches need pruning. Not that we may be destroyed in the fire, but that we may bear more fruit. Of course, this branch from Jesse's stump is our Lord Jesus Christ, who stands as a signal for all people. When he was raised up on a pole in the wilderness, eyes looked to him and were saved. Nations inquired of him, and were drawn to him. And even we Gentiles were, we who are nothing but wild shoots, we have been given the grace to be grafted into this righteous branch. Attached to him by baptism and faith, we find our rest in him who rises from the grave. Abiding in him, we bear much fruit. Apart from him, we can do nothing. And we place our hope in him who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. For we know that although this branch sprouted forth from the root of Jesse, although the Deliverer came from Zion, although he is called the King of the Jews, yet we know that he came not just for the Jews, but for the whole world, Jews and Gentiles alike. And we know that his covenant was established with the whole world, a covenant sealed by the blood of the Son. That covenant is the forgiveness of our sins and eternal life together with him in his glorious resting place. Yes, God raised up this branch and exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior to give repentance even to us Gentiles and the forgiveness of our sins. Therefore, let us listen to this preaching of John the Baptist. Let us heed his message of repentance. As you prepare for the way of the Lord in this Advent season, prepare with hope in this branch, the one to which you have been attached by holy baptism, grafting waters of holy baptism. Hope in this branch, as by daily contrition and repentance, you remember your grafting and seek to live lives as his adopted children raised up in him. Hope in this rose of Jesse's lineage, as today and every Lord's Day, the juices that flow through him, that is his body and his blood, surge also through you, sprouts attached to the branch of Jesse. You bear the fruit of repentance given by him on whom rested the Spirit of the Lord. Hope not in yourselves. Hope in the rose ere blooming. Not a wild bramble, but the rose of tender stem from Jesse's lineage. And sing of him in this season, bearing the fruit of lips that praise his name. Sing of this rose, our Savior, the child of Mary, who felt our human woe. Sing of this Savior, the King of glory, who dost our weakness know. Sing of this flower, true man yet very God, who from sin and death saves us. Sing and pray that this rose, through him, God would bring us at length to the bright courts of heaven and into endless day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.